Good afternoon.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for connecting to eBay. My name is Ellie. How can I help you today?
I just received a phone call from you guys saying you're going to debit my account for $299. What was this for?
Sir, this call is regarding a purchase of $299 from eBay. So this is a confirmation call that you are receiving now.
What did I buy?
It's an Android mobile phone, sir, which is purchased through eBay.
I never bought a phone.
And sir, but it's an order which is placed by your mobile number, which is registered with eBay, okay? So this is the reason we are just confirming you. And if you are not the person who made this purchase, then please confirm from your family. Because we need to stop this order. It might be a fraudulent order, okay?
Well, it is a fraudulent order. I never ordered a phone. I have
okay.
Not ordered anything from eBay.
And when was the last time you shopped something online?
Oh, I can't remember. Long time ago, but I don't buy off eBay.
Okay, so let me tell you, sir, we need to stop this order right now, okay? Because the money will be out from your account and, it will be a fraudulent transaction. So we need to stop this as soon as possible, all right?
Yes.
And would you please confirm me what is the device which you are using right now? So I can provide you the cancellation form and you can fill it up over there.
I'm using my mobile phone at the moment.
And is that an Android or it's an iPhone?
It's an iPhone.
Okay. So I'm just going to guide you how to get the cancellation form on your mobile phone. And then after we are going to cancel this order, okay?
I've never had one of these before. I don't know what is going on. Is this a legitimate call? Or?
Well, let me tell you, sir, we are not going to ask any of your personal information, okay? Because this call is getting recorded for the training and monitoring purpose. And obviously, you are talking to a legit person because I'm not going to ask any of your account details or anything like that. This is just for your safety because this is a fraudulent transaction which is not placed by your end and none of your family member has ordered something from eBay. So this is absolutely a fraudulent. So we need to stop this as soon as possible so that the money won't come out from your account, okay?
Which account is it supposed to come out of?
Well, sir, as I told you before that this call is getting recorded, so we cannot give you any card information or banking details, okay?
Well, that's very good to know, yeah. And where did the transaction originate?
Beg your pardon?
Where did this so-called transaction originate?
It was done day before yesterday, 2 days back, the order has been placed, okay? So,
where was the transaction from?
Okay, the best part is, we found suspicious from this order is the location, okay? The location is not from Australia, from where this order has been placed. It is coming from Mountain View, California.
I don't know anybody in Mountain View, California.
So this is very strange, sir. That is the reason we found this suspicious, okay? And that is why we are informing you, because it's not possible to, you know, like be at the same, like be at the different places at the same time, okay? So it's just a fraudulent one. So you need to stop this as soon as possible, okay?
Well, how do I stop it?
So, as I said, that we are going to give you the form right now, which will be a cancellation form. You just have to fill up that cancellation form, and then after we are going to cancel the order, okay?
Can I do anything from my end?
No, you can't, because you don't have a form. You don't have a cancellation ID number, so you need my help for that.
I don't have any authority. I have not given any authority for this transaction to take place. How did that happen? From eBay, I do not use eBay.
Yes, I totally understand that you are not the person who is involved in this, but this is absolutely a fraudulent one. So might be your details or your internet or your Wi-Fi password, anything is compromised, okay? And that is the reason this all is happening. So you have to stop it anyhow, because, you know, right now it is very dangerous. Like in future, it is going to harm you, all right? Like maybe your details or anything, informations will be getting leaked. So you just have to stop this now, so that it won't get trouble anymore for you in the future. So you just have to tell me what to do right now, sir, so that I can proceed and I can help you out.
What card are they using to take it out of my eBay account?
It's not your credit card. It's a debit card from where you normally use it.
I don't use a debit card.
You don't have a debit card?
No, not active.
But how is that possible? You don't shop on, like, you don't pay online bills, you don't do online banking?
I do online banking, yes.
Then, sir, it's not possible, because from your debit card, the transaction is happening, okay?
On my debit card, I'm just looking at it here now. And I haven't used my debit card for a very long time. In fact, I haven't used my debit card for 10 years. So I don't even know if it's still active.
Okay, well, tell me, sir, what to do right now. Do you want to proceed like you want to cancel the order with me, or what do you want to do? Tell me.
Well, I will not be paying it, and it won't be coming out of my account. So, I want it stopped for sure. That's what I do want stopped. But
so you want to stop this order?
This is all strange to me. I'm just trying to process it in my own mind.
Absolutely. I totally understand. If I could be at your place, I would have also felt the same, because this is absolutely strange thing. Like someone is giving you a call and you are getting a call from eBay all of a sudden, and you have not done something from your end, but this is happening. I totally understand. That is the reason, sir, like, you know, you are in the situation right now. Because you have to stop this anyhow. Because do you understand what the fraudulent condition is? Like someone
is... I understand what fraudulent is.
Yes.
I understand all that.
It's using with your details, so they can do anything with that, okay? Like they can misuse your internet, they can misuse your social networking site, they can do anything with that, okay? So you have to stop it anyhow right now, because it is going to harm you, all right?
Well, if I cancel my debit card, that would stop it, wouldn't it?
No, like, let me tell you, canceling or blocking your card will not help you, okay? They will find another way to, you know, harm your internet. I think your internet is compromised, like your internet which you are using. Maybe someone has hacked your Wi-Fi password or something. So, like, that is the reason it's happening, okay? Because it is very normal, sir. Like, let me tell you one more thing. You are not only the one who is facing this problem, okay? Like you, there are lots of people who is in the same situation. So you have to stop it. Now all is your decision. You tell me what to do.
I want to stop it for sure, but as I said to you, I'm just trying to process it in my own mind. I want to process it. I want to stop it.
Okay.
You say it's coming from my debit card.
Yes. So before going further, I just want to ask one more thing. Like, when was the last time you checked your account, like your balance, your transaction, or your statement? When was the last time you just logged in and checked it?
I checked it this morning.
Today morning. And everything was good, like there was no deduction. Okay, and as I said that there's $299 has been taken out, or there is also one gift card which is purchased, which is tried to be purchased from your account. So can you just confirm me, like, what was the last available balance was there into your account, like any rough idea, because we need to give you the security on your card as well, okay? So what was the balance below 1,000?
I'm just looking at my account now. And
okay.
There's no transactions have been attempted or tried on this account.
Right now, and there's no deduction in money, right? Like, the balance is exactly the same which you have before?
Yep.
Okay, and what is the balance? Like, it's below 500,000. Any rough idea, can you tell me? Because according to your balance, you are going to get the security, okay? So, can you just tell me, was it below 1,000 or 500?
My balance is zero in one account, which my debit card would act on. There's no money there at all.
So basically, from which account you have money and where you, like, you do your stuff when you purchase something? Is it from your credit card?
I use a credit card.
You use credit card and you don't have a debit card. Like, you have a debit card, but you don't have a balance in that, right?
I have a debit card, but I don't use it.
And you don't have a balance in that card?
No, it's a debit balance. I don't have any money in that account.
Okay. So, where you are keeping all your money, like in your credit card, right?
No, I keep my money in another account, which is not accessed by a debit card.
Okay. So that is that safe? Like, did you log in that and checked it?
I'm just checking in now. There's been no transactions on that account in the last week.
There's no. Yes, check it 2 or 3 days back transaction. If you see any money is debited or any single transaction without your knowledge or not. And let me ask you one more thing. As I said that you are going to get the security on your cards or your accounts because of the internet which you are using is not like safe at the moment. So can you just confirm me any rough idea?
How much was it for again?
It was for $299.99.
No, I have not got any transactions of that amount.
Okay, and you can also tell me from your end what is the balance you are having. I can also check in my database whether it's been debited or not. And can you just give me the rough idea of a balance you are having now into your account?
Well, balance in my account, which my debit card is attached to, is zero.
It's also zero?
It is zero. I don't have any money in that account. It's an account which has access to money, but it has no money in it.
and the account which is not accessed to your like card or anything, in that did you check it, the balance and everything?
Yeah, I'm just got it in front of me now.
So I just wanted to put the balance of that card where you keep all your money. Like, you need to tell me the rough idea so that we can check in our database and we can give you the security.
Well, there's no money in my account, and I don't run a big account at all.
You don't have any money.
I'm finding this very, very strange, this whole business.
Yes. Now listen to me. As your internet is compromised, so we are providing the security on your cards and everything. And you just told me that you don't have any balance into any of your accounts, right?
No, I don't. I have some money in one account there, yeah, but that's not a large amount of money. I don't run it. I run a different situation altogether. I transfer all my money from my credit cards.
It's below 500 or 1,000?
Yeah.